From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. With the credit markets in such bad shape, the number of big corporate mergers has slowed to a trickle. But not in the pharmaceutical business. Today, Merck and Schering Plough said they were joining forces. The deal is valued at more than $41 billion. Meanwhile, there are reports that Genentech and Roche are close to a deal of their own. NPR's Jim Zaroli looks at why the drug business is changing so fast.
Back in the days when stock prices were high and companies could get all the capital they needed, every Monday seemed to bring news of another big merger. So the announcement today that Merck is buying Schering Plough brought a feeling of deja vu to Wall Street. Here's Merck chairman Richard T. Clark, who will lead the new company.
This will be a powerhouse in the healthcare industry as we move forward on a global basis. There is no better combination than Merck and Schering Plough.
This is the second big drug merger in 6 weeks. The other was Pfizer's acquisition of Wyeth. What's driving this is a combination of factors. Viren Mehta, who runs an investment advisory company, says the pharmaceutical business is in a lot of trouble. The patents on a lot of important drugs are expiring. Mehta says research into new drugs isn't going as well as the companies had hoped.
All of these are converging to create some pretty unusual times for the pharma industry managements that are not used to such challenges, and they're trying to buy some more breathing room here.
Mehta says Merck has had its own set of problems. It teamed up with Schering Plough to sell the cholesterol drugs Vytorin and Zetia, but the drugs have been less effective at fighting heart disease than originally thought.
So what was supposed to become a $10 billion franchise has stalled at $4 billion, and that was one of the crown jewels in their portfolio.
Both Merck and Schering Plough had to lay off employees last fall. Now, by merging outright, they're hoping to be able to cut expenses even further and survive the economic storm. Merck said today that the merger would save it $3.5 billion out of an annual revenue of about $47 billion. Merck is also getting something else. Schering Plough has a strong presence overseas and some promising drugs in its pipeline. Steve Brozak heads WBB Securities, a broker-dealer firm that specializes in healthcare.
They're obviously getting a significant portfolio of revenue items today, and they're getting some later-stage products for tomorrow.
But Brozak notes that the merger could be bad in one important sense. In recent years, Merck has partnered with a lot of biotechnology companies. Brozak says these are the companies where a lot of the most important new drugs will be discovered. And with the credit markets hurting, a lot of these biotech companies are struggling.
Probably the majority of public and private biotech companies don't have enough cash to get through the end of the year. So their needs are immediate.
When big companies merge, Brozak says they have less money to put into these kinds of partnerships, and that will make the plight of the biotech companies more dire. But pharmaceutical giants like Merck and Pfizer are mired in troubles of their own right now, and merging is one way for them to survive and keep their shareholders happy until their fortunes change. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.